You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca. And we're going to class it up a little bit today as we welcome in our regular guest on Thursday, Stephen Bazin from Sherbrooke. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good, Jason. How are you doing?
Good. Well, so you brought in some guests.
Yeah,
today.
I brought a ringer today.
Oh, a ringer. I like it.
Yeah. It's like we're getting into whiskey season now.
Yeah, okay.
It is like prime whiskey season. So I thought what better way to sort of kick things off with our good friend Bri from, he's the national brand ambassador from one of my personal favorite Scotch whiskey distilleries, Glenmorangie. So yeah, Bri's in the studio here with us, and yeah, excited to have our first special guest for Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, and so we're going to be we'll class it up a little bit because I think anybody out there, until you really have a Scotch, you're kind of, I'm not really sure, but when you have a Scotch, there's just something about it. You've seen the commercials. All of a sudden, you feel like, you know what, maybe you can grow a beard better. You know, maybe you feel a little bit smarter. I don't know. I don't know if that's true, Brian. But so today we're doing some Scotch. So I do not consider myself by any stretch like a real Scotch connoisseur. I've gotten into it the last few years. But what are we gonna be trying today?
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for having us. We're gonna try three different expressions from Glenmorangie. Two of them are part of our core range, we'll call, so ones that will be readily available across the province. And actually, as a special treat for you, we've got our brand new limited edition, A Tale of Spices. Ooh. So we're going to start with Glenmorangie Original, 12 years old, then going on to the Nectar 16, and then that super special Tale of Spices.
So now, if we're is there a best way to drink a Scotch?
That's a really good question. We don't tell people how to have a good time. So however you enjoy it, that's up to you. I usually say, give the chance for yourself to get to know the Scotch, so knows it the right way. I know that you should always have your mouth open.
Oh yeah, we've been learning, buddy. That's the one thing I know now. I know how to, with the people, like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh no, you got to taste it. You got to taste it through your mouth.
Have it there. Take your time with it. When you're actually enjoying it, your mouth, that small sip, if it is your first Scotch of a day, I won't judge you if it's not.
Yeah.
But if it's your first Scotch, that first sip might be quite intense, but the second sip is going to actually give you a lot of beautiful flavors. And the best thing about Scotch whiskey, especially Glenmorangie, the more you drink, the better it tastes.
Now, what's your thoughts on having it with ice?
Yep, as I say, I think when you've actually found out what you actually like about the specific Scotch whiskey, then you'll know what to do with it. Some people enjoy it neat. I personally like to add a little drop or two of water, and that's very common in Scotland. But
really? So you just put like just a little bit of water with, yeah. No ice, just straight water?
Just a little bit of water,
okay.
Yeah. If you actually go to some of the famous pubs in Glasgow where I'm from,
yeah,
such as the Potstill.
Well, wait, well, you're from Scotland?
I am from Scotland.
Jeez,
yeah. I know, so people think Red Deer, but it's... if you actually go to the pubs, they've actually got taps on the actual bar. So you get your little dram and then you go up to the bar and just help yourself to water. So it's actually encouraged instead of looked down upon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's same for on the rocks as well. I know we find with our Glenmorangie range, such a versatile, all our whiskies are quite versatile to have it different ways, and I enjoy them on the rocks as much as what I do neat.
All right, so I'll try the 12 year.
Yeah. So 12 years is a whiskey that you're gonna get very elegant flavors coming from this.
Ooh,
and then all the Glenmorangies here, there's no smoky flavors, and that's
a big polarizing
flavor for people. Can be smoke. None of our Glenmorangies here are smoky at all, more towards that elegant style of Scotch.
Yes, that's there's a tinge, like, because Glenmorangie, so I'm assuming like there's a tinge of orange I find in it.
It's, I find, like, for me personally, and Glen, I always say Glenmo is kind of my, is that okay, Bri, if I go Glenmo, that's sort of my, nickname for the distillery. It's a very fruity, very light, style of Scotch. So it's a Highland Scotch whiskey. So that's sort of a trademark of that region in a lot of ways. But I do find that fruitiness comes through a lot. So I'm not sure with like the branding, you'll see a lot of the boxes are like this bright orange color.
Yeah.
They really lean into that. So I think it could be a little bit of power suggestion as well too. But yeah, it does have that like a really nice fruity esters to it.
And so when it says 12 years, it just aged in the barrel for 12 years? It just sits in the barrel for 12 years?
Yeah, so the number's going to determine the minimum amount of time it's been in those barrels.
And so what's the difference between 12 and 16? What's happening in those 4 years?
Yeah, so in terms of these two ones, from the 12 original to the Nectar 16, it's not just it's been in the barrel a little bit longer. We actually are the pioneers of a method called cask finishing. And what we do, instead of leaving it in one type of barrel for all its life, for some reason, our whiskey makers decided one time, it's like, this beautiful whiskey we have at 12 years, let's see if we just take it out of that barrel and see what happens when you put it into something else. And the Nectar is a good example of a cask finish. We actually use four different types of sweet wine barrel. So it starts off around about 12 years, gets separated into four different sweet wine barrels and brought back together again. There's easier ways to make money than whiskey, and there's easier ways to make whiskey than the Nectar 16.
I'd like to know, like, the original guy who had the patience say, you know what? I'm going to brew this, but now we're just not going to drink it for 12 years.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'd love to know, like, who was the first guy to say, like, I think this is, you know, now I'm assuming they just age it 6 months and then they probably, you know, it wasn't just like the first guy said, hey, let's age it 12 years, I would assume.
Yeah, and there's lots of legal regulations that have been developed over time too, in order to be, like, to call something whiskey in different regions. So there's certain legal regulations and that sort of thing. But it's interesting to see from the Alberta perspective that has a young whiskey sort of business that's up and coming, seeing some of these new distilleries like lay down their whiskey because they have to wait like 3 years at least in order for it to be called whiskey. So just seeing that process firsthand from these new guys that are up and coming, the patience that does go
into
that.
Well, I would think it'd be hard, yeah, because you guys, like, you just haven't, you know what, we put our batch in this year and we know it'll be ready in 2037, right?
Yeah, they've been doing it since.
Meanwhile, you've got a new one every time coming out, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's interesting with Glenmorangie is that they don't really work like other distilleries do. Massive 30% of the budget the whiskey makers get to have is just for experiments. So the bosses don't know how to make whiskey. And they have no idea what the whiskey makers are getting up to with that 30%. And then 10 years, 20 years down the line, it's like, hey, give it to the marketing team, go and sell it.
See if they like it. All right. Okay, so now let's... So this is the Nectar 16?
Yeah. So in terms of both of these actually are different iterations of previous classics. So the Glenmorangie 12 original, that used to be 10 years old. We added an extra 2 years for more depth, complexity, and vibrancy. And the 16 years old Nectar used to be a whiskey called Nectar d'Or. That's a very much loved single malt Scotch whiskey from Glenmorangie. It used these incredible Sauternes barrels from France that give you a lot of sweetness.
Okay.
The 16 still uses those along with three other amazing sweet wine barrels. This is dessert in a glass.
Okay.
It's so good. And I really take, I think I've been taking for granted just the idea of cask finishing. Like, you really go through our whiskey wall at Sherbrooke and you'll see cask finish and different types of barrels in most of the lineup that we have. And for Glenmorangie to be basically the pioneers of that method is really special. So it's what I find really interesting in the Scotch department. So yeah, to have the originators here with us today is pretty special.
It's slightly sweeter, as you said, but obviously when you say dessert in a glass, for anybody out there, like, I'm not a big sweet guy. Well, I love eating sweets. I don't like drinking sweets.
Yeah.
And that is not sweet by any stretch of the imagination. But you were bang on what you said earlier about the first sip does hit you a little bit harsher. And then you have the second one, even though it was only 20 seconds later. And I'm like, oh, that's not nearly as much. So I'm assuming your taste buds adapt a little bit.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things when you're saying that you're relatively new to the world, like single malt Scotch.
Yeah.
See, once you find your palate, it makes things a lot easier. And one of the things I would say, like, you're there to judge the whiskey.
Yeah,
the whiskey's not there.
Yeah,
to
not
judge
everybody's
going
to like the same. And it doesn't mean that you're, you know, like we like to joke about it, like you're classier if you can drink it. But it doesn't, you know, like if you drink a 12-year-old or a 16-year-old one, it doesn't make you better of a connoisseur.
And that's it. Once you find your palate in terms of what you're looking for, I must say, in terms of my emotional attachment to Glenmorangie, it was the first distillery I ever wrote tasting notes down for, because I was doing my best to kind of find my palate, and Glenmorangie Original was the one to say, hey, I actually know what this tastes like, and writing it down. And that was a
huge break. So you would write it down, really? So for people out there, because a lot of people say, well, I try different stuff, but if you're not taking notes about what you're trying, you're probably not going
to
remember.
I must say, like, I'm the most boring person to go for a drink with, because everyone else is just enjoying themselves, and then all of a sudden I've got my notepad out taking notes on this thing.
You should see my spreadsheets, my Excel spreadsheets in the computer. just the tasting notes.
Like, you'll look at different things. Like, hey, this Scotch tastes a little bit different. I like this one. Like, I like the, like, if you had to pick between the 12 and the 16, which do you like better and why?
I must say, I have fallen in love with the Nectar 16.
Okay.
I have been very honored and lucky to try so many beautiful whiskies over the years, but I can't help it when I get something that's distinctive, and when I get something that's unique and also beautiful. That's my bag. And I truly believe the 16-year-old Nectar is one of the best whiskies Glenmorangie have ever created.
Oh, really? Okay.
And that's me thinking. They pay me to say it's good, but I must say I was blown away for that specific one.
That's the one, like, of all of the Glenmorangie, this is your go-to.
In terms of the ones that we've got, sort of our core range, yeah.
Now, do they ever come in, like, Like smaller glass? Like, do they ever come in little small ones?
Oh, Jason, I'm not sure if you saw.
I did not see
that. Totally coincidence. Yeah, these little gift packs that just came out that we'll have for Christmas. So that's perfect to try
for some, rather than, because you're like, geez, well, I don't want to waste a whole, but not, it's, you know, but I'm like, I'm not sure I'll like it. So this one, you can come in. I just want to see that.
Yeah, yeah. These are fantastic.
They, be unreal on the golf course, gents. Look at that bad boy. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Oof.
Yeah, it's just
perfect. That'd be a new definition of birdie juice, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, totally. So. Yeah, yeah, especially if you're new to a distillery and you just want to test it out. It's, you know, like relatively small economic investment into this. Totally. And you, yeah, try the different range and see what your favorite is and then buy a bigger bottle.
All right, and holidays. So what's the last one here?
Yeah, so we couldn't help but cheat you guys. So in terms of, I was telling you about that kind of idea of experimenting. All those things that the whiskey makers are doing, they don't tell anyone. These are the tale of series is a showcase of that. So we've had these over a number of years. And what we do is we talk about the inspiration behind the whiskey, not just how it's made, but why the whiskey makers decide to do it. This one's been inspired by the idea of like going to like spice markets or whiskey makers tour across the world, getting to go to these amazing places. And they came back and actually said, yeah, let's see if we can try and create an extremely complex whiskey with different types of spicy flavors. Now, not to go too much technical on it, but usually with Glenmorangie Original, the spice part of that is ginger. When it comes to like the Nectar 16 full of gingerbread, the tale of spices has actually got complexity because it's different types of spices you're getting. Mm. A little bit of cumin, a little bit of paprika.
And really? Cumin and paprika?
And a single malt scotch whiskey. And a little bit of chili chocolate as well.
And these are just notes of the spices. Like it's not necessarily the spices added directly into the liquid or anything like that. Exactly. It's just based on the cask maturation, the cask finishes, trying to replicate those notes. And it's this actually the tale of series was one of the big reasons why I got into the distillery initially. I remember the first one came out in 2020, and it was a tale of cake, right?
That's right.
Tale of cake. So it's just these like this bright packaging. Like tale of cake in big letters on the shelf. Like it's so almost jarring when you look at the whiskey shelf because it could kind of be like a little
intimidating.
Yeah, a little intimidating. Like a lot of things look the same. It's very serious. But then to see these like bright Glenmoe bottles just pop on the shelf and you're like, does this actually taste like cake? And you read the box and learn the methods that went behind it. And when you taste it, then you get things like the vanilla and all that sort of thing. So it's following along each of these releases has just been like a really exciting part for me at Sherbrooke each year when the new Tale of series comes out.
And they always surprise us. Every year when we hear about the new one is, it's like that's never been done before. Who came up with that idea? And we get to hear the stories behind it.
Well, this one's my favorite for sure. I like the aftertaste. Like when you swish it in your mouth a little bit, you definitely can taste it. It tastes different for sure. Like like a complex blend, right? A little bit of cumin in there. I definitely could taste that. This would be my three. This would be my favorite for sure.
Yeah, I would have to agree. This one's pretty special, Bri, for sure.
Like that tastes really good.
Yeah.
Like I can see you sit down and it's got a little bit more of a warmer aftertaste for me.
I would not disagree with that. And I think for certain single malt scotch whiskies, you sometimes have it where, you know what, the nose is the best. And then some people say, oh, it's the palate. The star of the show here is the finish.
Yeah.
Because even once you've actually had the whiskey and you've enjoyed it, it hangs around your mouth and still evolves in there. You don't always get that with single malt.
That's an element I think some people miss too is after you swallow, you really have to pay attention to your palate and what flavors you're getting because it could be vastly different than when you first take a sip. If you want to get really heavy into scotch drinking, the finish is something you should pay attention to.
We got a text. Hey, Greg, you should do listener draws to come sit and partake of your tastings there. It's actually not a bad idea, actually. I think, we might have to do that. You could just come in here and sit and see what they think.
It's good, to get people's first impression of stuff too,
because everybody's, especially when you know of something coming up, because I'm sure we have lots of people who are real big scotch drinkers, so they would really, hey, this would be great, I want to check, because you guys, I know you can go at Sherbrooke, you guys have your special room there, you can rent it out, you can have tastings, different things like that. So
absolutely
is the little pack available right now at Sherbrooke?
The little pack's available,
the party pack, and of course obviously the big ones,
these ones too. A Tale of Spice, the last one that we tried, is really limited. Like it's really hard to get a hold of that series, so we have a couple bottles left, so if you are interested, probably
trust me, if you're
head down to
I would
today.
Recommend that one. Yeah. I recommend all of them, but that especially they're limited ones, so you want to get in quicker than later. And just when you go in there, just ask for Tale of.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, whereas the...
This one's a tale of spices.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Not tale of cake.
Not tale of cake.
Do they have tale of cake?
It's done. Like, each year...
It's just a one-off.
It just goes quick.
We had a show last week about the beers of the year that won, but it was a limited edition. You couldn't even buy it. And I'm like, well, what the hell's the point of winning beer of the year if no one can buy it? Let's say this won Scotch of the Year. Would you bring it back and let people buy it again?
Can I let you a little bit of a secret? All Glenmorangie customers are like doing the secret customer research for us. So we were talking about the Tale of Cake earlier on. Mm-hmm. What that used was these very unusual Hungarian Tokaj wine barrels. So because people love the Tale of Cake and people were chasing after it, the whiskey maker said, well, why don't we use those Tokaj barrels in one of our core expressions? And this one we just tried, the 16-year-old Nectar, uses those very famous Tokaj barrels on demand from what Glenmorangie fans were looking for.
There you go.
So if you like Tale of Spices, you do listen to your customers, what you're saying. We do, yeah. I mean, they keep us in the game. They keep the doors open for us, so we'd like to listen.
I love it. Well, guys, Bri, Steve, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having us.
Awesome.